But the situation is that it runs parallel, as all our listeners know, to the new M4. And every time there's an accident or there's verge cutting, the new M4 is closed, the traffic is diverted down, and it's an absolute nightmare, particularly a nightmare for the people that live along it and for the people that's trying to fare them on both sides of it. And I had many, many calls the last time it was closed. And people making silage was particularly badly affected because they were trying to bring their bales in. And as you know, you can't leave bales overnight on the side. And the cars were bumper to bumper. They were travelling at 100 kilometres an hour. And it's just an absolute nightmare for the locals. And if TII is going to use it, as they have been doing regularly over the last number of years, well, since the new M4 was opened, they need to upgrade it and they need to make it fit for purpose and they need to invest money in it just to leave it that it's able to take the traffic when the M4 is closed.
And what have the TII said in response to that request?
Well, look, it was the council replied, and an application for funding is to be made under the former National Roads Grant for the period of 2026. This grant was also applied for in 2025, but no funding was received. And I suppose it was that prompted me to put down the motion when I spoke to the engineer after hearing the concerns of all the locals. And the other issue that's on that road is there's a speed limit of 60 kilometres, which is absolutely crazy. It was 100 kilometres a few years ago. Now it has been reduced to 60 because of the status as a local road. So I'll be publicising when the time comes the link for making the comments on. And I'll be hoping that everyone that's affected by this will comment on it.
How confident are you, given the fact that funding has already been turned down for an upgrade to this particular road, that it will be granted going forward?
Well, look, I'm not overconfident, but I think it's something that we have to work on, and we have to make TII and the Department of Transport very much aware of the situation with this road and the fact that there's no need for a speed limit of 60. A speed limit of 80 would be suited a lot better because it's as good as any of the regional roads, and they're all 80.